It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a mess.
A mess. A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy would be a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here we are. Another day in paradise, fourth and final hour of our get-together, 9 o'clock stretch. Ow. My shoulder
hurts.
Did
you pull something there?
Yeah, it's some kind of tendon stuff.
It tends to do that.
It'll go away someday.
Yeah, eventually.
It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Joining me right now, Dan DeMarco, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. You should know Dan by now. Dan, you've been doing Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, helping the heal the hidden wounds of war for how many years?
Let's see now, Bob. I think we're on 12 years.
My goodness. I just started shaving when I met you. It's crazy how the time flies. And you're always looking for fundraising opportunities because that's the only way you can keep doing what you're doing. You're not getting government funding, right?
No, we're not.
All right. So for any information and all information, please make it a favorite on your thing. SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. I guess tell us what your mission is overall with Soldiers Freedom Outdoors.
Well, our mission is to heal the hidden wounds of war, to honor our veterans that have served, to help with PTSD and traumatic brain injury. We have for those of you that have not heard, we have a 350-acre ranch that's dedicated to our veterans. It's an active working farm, all geared around our veterans and their families to help them heal. And we have some veterans out that, that we're just saying thank you for their service. We have veterans out that on all different levels of healing, but it's veterans helping veterans, along with some great volunteers that we have too, because we are 100% volunteer.
Got blacksmithing? You can learn that trade.
Yeah, we got blacksmithing. You can come out and learn how to make your own knife. We got introduction to horses for military children. We have a huge equine program for our veterans. We have 4-day retreats that are free for our veterans. We have fishing, kayaking. We have introduction to beekeeping now for veterans and their spouses. And if they decide they want to move forward, guess what? Up to, I think we're doing 25 families a year, we can get you a set of bees and a hive to get you started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could go from being a beekeeper to a bee master.
That's it.
Right.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of buzz about the whole industry these days.
It's big.
Sorry.
Well, that stings.
Oh! All right. So, You're putting on a haunted trail, which is perfect. Everybody looks for a haunted house, something fun, you know, fall and scary and all Halloween oriented. Tell me about this haunted trail.
Well, it's the first one. We decided to put it on for the community and, of course, try to raise some money to help our veterans and their families. But it'll be a one-mile trail around Indian Lake, which is at Camp Freedom. Should be pretty good. We've got some people helping that have put some on before. And we're also going to have hay rides on Saturday because the dates are the October 24th, 25th, and 26th. In the evening.
26th. Okay.
And you can go to our website starting tomorrow morning, and we will have a link right on the front page so you can actually get your tickets in advance. You don't have to wait in line. And if you do get your tickets in advance, you actually qualify to win a free crossbow, which we're going to do the drawing the following day after the haunted trail. So get your tickets in advance. But it's going to be a great time. And all afternoon Saturday from 1 till dark, we're actually going to do hay rides, and we'll have a hay display with some pumpkins if you want to come out and do Halloween or, you know, family pictures.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're just looking to involve the community to get the word out about what we do, let them have a good time, and at the same time raise some money for our veterans.
If you misunderstood and thought it was Dan's idea to do a haunted trail, it was actually his daughter's idea, just so we clarify that. And the lake you're going to walk around is the Indigenous people's lake.
Whoa. It is. Oh. Yes, it is. Yeah, wow. It
tough,
is.
Tough room.
Yeah, there was some old grave sites out there in the burial grounds, and yeah, it should be. It is a little spooky out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Sounds fun, though.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
That.
Yes, my daughter has asked me for years to put this on, and this is her thing. I'm proud of her. She's been with me with Soldiers Freedom Outdoors since I started, and she's now
taking
18.
On a larger role.
Yeah, and she wanted to step up and do something good for the vets. So we're proud of her too, and all our volunteers, of course.
A lot of people have been talking about the farmer's market. You're back up and running this Saturday, correct?
That's right. This Saturday, we'll have the farmer's market. And of course, we'll have our fresh pork and beef and a lot of other vendors there, the flowers, shrubs, vegetables, baked breads, all sorts of cool stuff. So we usually
now the
have,
meats were all grown, you know, homegrown right there on the
right
property,
there on the
right?
farm, right? Yep.
Okay,
that's right. That's what our veterans eat when they come out. And at the same time, we started the farmers market last year for the community, but also to create exposure because a lot of people still don't know we're there after 12 years.
It is hard to believe, but life is busy. And we take for granted, I think, you know, that we've been talking about this now for 12 years. You've done a great job to get the word out, but yet there's still even, you know, it's one thing when people might not be aware, but when veterans aren't aware, that's when I go, really? You need to know about this place, whether to take advantage of going there or to take advantage of volunteering there.
Right.
At some level, it's going to be good for you and good for other veterans.
Absolutely. And that's what we're. You know, we stay pretty busy with our vets, but, you know, if there's a veteran in need, we want to make sure they know we're there for them.
Well, when I say some don't know, not in the particular area,
but
you know,
farther.
Melrose, Keystone, Stark and stuff. I think the word has gotten around there.
Correct.
But beyond that, look, this is the closest place that I'm aware of to Gainesville, for instance, that serves the veterans in such a way.
Correct.
So, you know, if you're a veteran and or you own a business in Gainesville and you want to help, Dan will find a way in which you can help one way or another, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to all the business owners out there, we have a lot of different opportunities for you to get involved sponsorship-wise as far as, you know, getting that write-off for your business. But we need your help, and we need your help. And we also need help from our individuals, you know. It's we started a new campaign. I know we don't have a lot of time, but
$1 a month.
That's right. Because you know what? If 10,000 people gave $1 a month,
you'd be in good shape.
That's right. Because together we can make a difference, right?
It's sort of like our armed forces.
It
you
is.
You know, working in teams and
it
together
is.
For
and
a
I,
mission.
Yeah. And I know people are tight, and I know the economy, I know it's been struggling. That's why we came up with $1. Because you know what? Everybody can do $1 a month. It's just a recurring $1 donation. If you want to do more, great. But you know what? With $1 a month, you're going to get an email. You're going to get a newsletter. You'll figure out, you'll see where your money's going. And you can be part of something that's pretty important.
Be part of it.
That's right.
Yeah, and you're invited to be part of it. Dan will open it up for you. What I do is whenever I'm a visitor at someone's house, I dig through their couches for change, and I come up with way more than $1 a month right there alone, you know?
Don't invite Bob over. So, I actually do. It's for a good cause.
No, really, look into this is all I can ask people to do. SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. Someday, if you take in enough money, Dan might actually earn a paycheck. We will have a big to-do about that when and if that occurs.
One day. Oh, yep. I didn't start it for that, but we are.
Oh, no, we know that. But, yep. But a man's got to eat. A man's got to live. Right. I mean, you know, you've sacrificed a lot, and it is appreciated. But, you know, it gets to the point to where, you know, a little bit coming back your way wouldn't hurt. So.
Right. And like Bob said, if you want to come out and check out the ranch and see what you're supporting, please call us. Come out, see what you're supporting. We're an open book.
What's the address for Camp Freedom?
It's 4342 Southeast 8th Ave, Melrose, Florida.
And if you want a landmark, it's just down the road behind the giant RV park.
Yes, yes it is. 1.5 miles, actually.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, for a landmark.
Yeah, can't.
It's hard to miss.
It's large.
It's hard to miss. They might not let you in to play pickleball, but it's big.
Bob knows.
Nah, it's just all—it's all fun. It's all good. Dan DeMarco, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Love what you do. Love what you do for the veterans. Equestrian programs, blacksmithing. I mean, they got it going on. So help out any way you can, folks. Thank you in advance.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
All right. It is 9:15. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. So that will continue next on 97.3 The Sky.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we just chill? Can we just relax for a little bit, Greg?
It's been a busy morning here at the studio, you know?
It really has.
We had a lot of company, though. That's good. We love that.
And a lot of very local company,
oh, yeah.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Pastor Chris saying, hey, buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
.com.
We had Stan McLean in here. Of course, he's a candidate for state senate.
Yeah.
And then we just had Dan DeMarco in here, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. You know,
I love the idea of this haunted trail thing.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Oh, I love that kind of thing.
And you go around a lake.
Ooh, I love it.
And it plus it really is haunted. Besides,
yes, that makes it even better.
And because it's haunted by Native Americans, if I volunteer, I'm going to be on horseback.
Oh.
The headless horseman.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No, riding horseback in the dark with my skill level, probably not the smartest thing.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. No, that would probably come back to haunt me.
Uh-huh.
Boo. Boo.
See what you did there.
I wanted to say boo, to scare you, but it was actually the audience booing me on my own show. Not very nice. Everybody got their plans made for the festivities that surround the fall, the Halloween, and all that. Some people do the trunk or treat type thing.
Which is fun.
Yeah,
everybody's got their preference.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, back in the day, it was so easy peasy, you know, the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in perfect suburbia, and what I mean by perfect suburbia was we didn't have money. We escaped the city. We had a little bit of lawn, a little bit of yard, not too much. That way, on Halloween, I could take my whole pillowcase.
Right.
That's what I used.
Yeah.
Much more durable than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Take the pillowcase out, and then you could run across the lawns from, you know, doorstep to doorstep.
Oh,
trick or treat!
Gotcha.
Trick or treat! And we would go on one side of the Edison easement and go over there, and then we'd come back, empty the bag, and then go to our side
of
the easement.
And for the refill.
Oh,
there
you go. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it really was a whole different world. We knew all our neighbors. You knew who gave out the good stuff and who was cheap. We had the one bad house, the one that, you know, had all the punk kids that did all the... If something happened in the neighborhood, you knew whose kids did it. You know, it was that
like
one
house.
Like it
was Devil's Night at their house every night.
Every night, yeah. Satan. And so you knew not to go to their house. They'd probably steal your candy. But it was safe. It was fun. And just, you know, great childhood memories.
Now up your way in St. Louis, did they have what's called Devil's Night?
Not really like that, no. I mean, I don't think...
This was the night before Halloween.
Yeah, I don't really think of that.
And you know, you toilet paper trees, and you take soap sometimes and soap some windows.
I guess they didn't necessarily like have that as the night before. Some kids did those kind of things, but
yeah, some kids did in my neighborhood. I guess.
Did you know who they were?
I heard stories.
Them. They, them, other. Was there pronouns they and them?
I was right in the thick of it. Okay. But not harmful stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Also, soap on the window washes off.
Don't do the eggs. They will mess things up.
I did eggs long after that when I was way too old to.
You're old enough to know better.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And man.
No, they'll do some damage.
It is surprising if you do it right, you can really throw an egg a long way.
For what? Well, were you a pitcher?
A little
ball?
Bit. Yeah, like Little League, middle school, yeah.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, never developed great curveball because they never wanted to teach us curveballs because they're not good for your arm.
Oh.
Then when I moved south and tried for baseball, all the pitchers over here, and I start throwing, they go, yeah, let me see your curveball.
And you didn't have one.
No. Wow. That was the end of that. Well, played second and third base. That was fun, too.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. But what's going on at University of California, San Diego?
It's usually something crazy if it's California.
It is, isn't it?
How'd I know?
Well, they just want to educate the kids, and the more education they can give them, the better. And this time, it's about climate change education. Now it will be a required course for graduation.
Oh.
And they came up with this great idea. It's actually kind of out of the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. While other universities are seeing the short-sightedness and silliness and stupidity of the DEI programs, others think it's such a great idea they want to expand on it and kind of put in a little climate change for you. Yep. Here's the good thing. You've got more than 40 approved courses that can fulfill that requirement. So it's not like one boring course.
40?
Everyone, 40 different. Because what they did was they empowered the instructors to take their normal, what they normally teach.
Yeah.
And then their perspective or their utilization on how you could work in the climate change issue into your existing curriculum, but they did make it separate because it's required. So there's some brainwashing in addition to the normal brainwashing. So when you leave there, man, is your brain clean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ancient Chinese secret.
So one of them is indigenous approaches to climate change. And I joked earlier, I go, yeah, they call that a rain dance.
Yeah.
But if you want to be more graphic and more accurate, indigenous approaches to climate change. Do you want me to tell you what that would be?
Yeah.
Human sacrifices.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the Aztecs, man, they really liked them some human sacrifices. So the indigenous, they would do a blood sacrifice, do a life sacrifice, because they were what? Praying to, like, the weather gods, right?
I don't know if this is anything we really should teach our young people. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if they're going to teach it, you know, like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what's the other one? Oh, gender and climate justice. Gender and climate justice. Where do you go with that? What do you do with that?
I don't want to know. That's just...
Climate justice.
So basically,
how about they've twisted that whole and stolen that whole idea of justice?
So you took the DEI stuff and merged it with the man-made climate change,
pretty much,
and come up with a required class.
Yes. Okay. Well, required class, but there's 40 different approved courses that you could take. Uh-huh. But gender and climate justice. Okay, so gender, if you want to make that an issue, that there's more than male and female.
Right.
All right. I mean, okay, but tell me. What in the world would that have to do with climate? I mean, really, and I'm being totally serious. Like, I do not see the connection.
I mean, we have equity in our hurricanes there. They have both male and female names, but now maybe...
Well, there you go.
But is that enough?
We're just going to have to name them all Chris or Pat. Anyway, it just, the silliness never ends. Oh, what's climate justice? Oh, here, let me give you an example of climate justice. I just figured this out, Greg. So climate justice is where people in the Western world are told to sacrifice and buy solar panels from the Chinese, drive electric vehicles that either manufactured all or part in China. Okay. You do that while in China and Russia and India, they pay no attention whatsoever to how much CO2 they're pumping into the atmosphere on a regular basis. See, that would be climate injustice.
Right.
All right. So to have climate justice, you've got to either get those people to conform or give up.
Well, they're not going to conform.
There you go.
And we're going to keep paying our carbon credits.
I mean, talk about a sucker job.
Oh.
Man, have we been suckered or what?
Yeah.
All right. We've got more where that came from. We've got things that make you smile, and you can share with us things that make you smile. That's coming up in about 15 minutes, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So hang in there, my friends. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 9:35 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. Yeah, that's his name. I know you're new here.
Yeah, I'm the new
kid.
So
I slip every once in a while.
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah, I got to make sure I'm going to hang around.
It's a great. You know what?
What?
You know, I'm going to put in a word for you to get your own business card.
No. Are you serious? You feel that confident I'm going to stay.
Inside joke. We really don't have them.
We don't have business cards.
That's the inside joke.
And I really have been here 7 years.
And you really have asked for him for about 7 years.
Well, maybe six and a half.
Why are we whispering?
So the boss. He's probably not that close to the speaker.
He's getting his toast right now?
Probably.
We can get away with a lot?
Yeah, we can get by with you.
The Dallas Cowboys are not having a good season.
Okay.
So it's so bad.
How bad is it?
It's so bad that when they actually posted a photo, and they posted a photo to show how many people went to the game, 93,644. Wow. In other words, look at this huge crowd.
That's huge.
But they blurred out the scoreboard because, well, it gave the score of the game, which was 47-9, not in favor of the Cowboys.
That's embarrassing.
In favor of my Detroit Lions.
Oh, I knew we were going to hear that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Lions just destroyed them. Oh, I didn't think. I thought it was going to be a game. I really did. I had no idea.
But to blur it out, that's almost like drawing attention to it.
Oh, yeah. And somebody on the Lions on the X account said, is it us or is the scoreboard a little blurry? But then, as it turns out, they had done this before. A game against the Ravens and a game against the Saints. The two other games that the Cowboys lost, the scoreboard was just a little blurry.
Fuzzy. Well, you know, some of those cameras, you know how if you want things up close to be nice and clear, it kind of blurs the background a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it's the numbers that you don't like.
But somebody who could take advantage even of a loss, maybe like Dak Prescott, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he is introducing a brand new cologne.
Yeah.
It's called INT, for those nights when you don't want to score. I thought for sure I'd get a drum theme.
All right. You know, I just don't want to overdo it.
Get it? For those nights when you don't want to score. It's called INT for interception.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That is clever, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for sending me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't...
What, the original?
I can't. I plagiarized that.
What are you, Kamala Harris and
that's
Joe
where
Biden?
I learned it. And that's another place I learned it.
Maybe that's where she learned it.
Could be.
Or she was just the perfect pick.
Yeah, apparently a book she put out like in 2009 when she was running for her state attorney out in California. Yeah, there was some plagiarism in it. Like, I don't know, basically copy-paste a whole Wikipedia page. What was it called? Smart on Crime? Smart on Crime. Yes, I said Kamala. Well, takes credit for writing it, I guess. Smart on Crime. Okay. All right. I'll move on now. Politics would never play a deciding factor in, I don't know, business. What about the space business? You know?
Space business. Okay.
The California government has denied a U.S. Air Force request. They made the request to allow Elon Musk's SpaceX to increase its California rocket launches.
Are they trying to, is it like an emissions thing or something?
Well, that's what I thought. I go, oh, yeah, that's probably CO2 or something else. A solid rocket booster is bad. No.
Killing the planet.
They actually admitted, because he runs around and promotes Donald Trump, that this is literally what they said. Quote, Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with a free Starlink access to the internet. That was the commissioner, Gretchen Newsom, on this group that apparently has final say, the California Coastal Commission.
So they can actually just say, we're not going to let you do more business because we don't like your politics.
Absolutely. It couldn't be any clearer. She said it straight up.
That's amazing.
And I think it's funny because spewing and tweeting, did they do that on purpose? They didn't want to give him credit that he owns X.
They didn't say X?
No, they said tweeting.
That's funny. That's funny.
Political falsehoods and attacking FEMA.
Okay.
Now, you can disagree with Elon Musk, but in this country, you still have free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to have free speech.
Yeah, sure.
This is one of those people that doesn't want free speech if it has any kind of a conservative agenda. Yeah. I really appreciate the work of the Space Force, said another commissioner chair, Carol Hart, at a meeting. But here we're dealing with a company, the head of which has aggressively injected himself into the presidential race. And he's managed a company in a way that was just described by Commissioner Newsom that I find to be very disturbing.
So people who run a business can't have political opinions or be involved in politics?
No, if you do, if you use free speech, we will punish you. We will punish you.
That doesn't seem very equitable to me.
The bipartisan congressional coalition signed a letter of support, including a wide range of members in Congress, from leading Democrats. Pete Aguilar, Ted Lieu, Republicans Michelle Steele, and Daryl Issa. creating a reason beyond political considerations, Commissioner Dane Baccio said, I do believe that the Space Force has failed to establish that SpaceX is a part of the federal government, part of our defense. Really?
Next time you need a couple of astronauts rescued.
Yeah.
Who you gonna call? It ain't Boeing. Just saying.
Jeff Bezos. He takes rides on spaceships, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I'm not sure that counts.
NASA currently does not have any of its own active vehicles for transporting goods or humans to space and must rely on either Russia or on American commercial partners such as SpaceX, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, United Launch Alliance, joint venture of Boeing and Lockheed Martin. Yeah, well, these are people that clearly would rather give the business to Russia than for evil Elon Musk.
But I thought it was Donald Trump who, like, has the hotline to Putin and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Maybe they should ask Donald to call Putin and see if he can help them out.
I mean, this really is a sad statement, though, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
I mean, let's just dismiss this guy who's an inventor and an entrepreneur and all the great advances that he has made.
You mean the American dream?
Yeah. And let's try to diminish it at every turn because he supports the candidates that the lefty Marxists hate.
That's really incredible when you break it down that way in its simplest form.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yep.
It gets embedded deep in the tissues of the lefties' brains, which were already damaged.
It's contagious, apparently. Yeah.
Trump is the new Elvis. Women just pass out when he comes into the room.
Really? Okay.
Former President Trump, he was at an event, Oaks, Pennsylvania, Monday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He was up there talking about how to handle the deportation of criminals, and a woman got so excited she fainted.
Wow.
Now, it could have had something to do with it was very hot, and she was standing the entire time.
Okay.
And so calls to turn on the AC, and apparently even the former president went over to Secret Service and said, can you open up the doors?
Right.
Well, you got to do something.
They're not going to want to do that.
Yeah.
That whole security thing.
Turns out it was all Kristi Noem's fault. She was there.
Yeah?
Hot. No?
Well, I don't know. Did guys faint? Because a couple of people did faint. I don't know if they were... I didn't ask.
I know there was two
gender.
For sure. I thought they were both women, but that could have just been, you know, my version of it.
Yeah.
I didn't plagiarize. I just make it up. There's a difference.
That's true.
Florida Department of Transportation will host a public meeting to discuss proposed safety improvements on University Avenue.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is all the way from Waldo Road. To Southeast 31st Street. When we think of university, we so often just think about that area right in front of the in front of UF.
Kind of midtown there, yeah.
But they're talking about traffic signal adjustments, crossing enhancement, addition of new crossings, addition of bicycle facilities, median modification, sidewalk widening. Isn't it interesting that the Department of Transportation tends to be bending over backwards for people whose only form of transportation could be that they're bipeds?
That is ironic.
Isn't it?
That is. Although I guess that's a form of
Department
transportation.
Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. Basically, it looks like it boils down to me like, let's do everything in our power to hinder actual transportation. Because you do have the occasional student that walks out in the middle of traffic without looking while not being in a crosswalk, while not paying attention.
Did you say occasional?
I'm being kind here.
Okay. It's a kinder, gentler Bob.
Well, you know, that whole thing around the college, I mean.
Oh, my goodness. It,
because the speed limit is like 20 miles an hour, so the young people have no. It's
oh, there's no fear, first off.
Yeah, right.
And there's a.
It's not even a.
There's an arrogance with it. I will not even look at you, and you will stop, and I'm going to walk in front of you.
Yep.
It does happen.
Yeah, it's almost like a dare.
Yeah, but you lose if you hit one of them.
Just make sure, you know, you wash off your brush guard as soon as...
Your brush guard.
What?
Like you're out there with big, you know, you're taking a 63 F-250 with a big brush guard on the front.
Regular cars are all made out of plastic now. I'm not going to do that.
That's true. They are.
Doesn't take much.
Mm-mm.
All right. So anyway, they're going to have a meeting of what they're going to do.
Okay.
To slow down university, it sounds like. Sounds like that's what they do in this town. I remember when they made Main Street from four lanes to three.
And how did that help traffic flow?
Everybody avoided Main Street, so they were right. They had less traffic on Main Street. They had less traffic on three lanes than four because everybody avoided it. Feel bad if you have a business on Main Street. Sorry.
That's an amazing form of logic,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Filmmaker Michael Moore is urging President Joe Biden, saying, "You're not a lame duck yet. Quack, quack. You're not a lame duck. There's still things you can do. Here's your bucket list. Go ahead and forcibly push through your far-left agenda, including shift all student loan debt to American taxpayers and the federal death penalty and halt all military aid to Israel." Yeah, that's Michael Moore's bucket list. Same thing he eats dinner out of, a huge bucket. And it's 9:48. See, I already got you smiling.
Made me smile, yes.
Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise. Plenty to smile about, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Last chance, 877-975-9825. What makes me smile is what I think is just a wonderfully great idea and a fundraiser. It's the Haunted Trail.
Ooh.
That they are going to put on, and I mean, it's the environment there can be a little spooky and scary, and this is my friends at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and it's for a limited time. So if you want more information on that, you can go to givebutter.com, Haunted House, or soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. But that definitely makes me smile because it is for a great cause. All the proceeds go back to supporting veterans and active duty military. So enjoy, have fun, and boo.
I love those kind of things. I think they're a blast.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is this gorgeous weather, and I just heard on the weather report that it's supposed to cool off a little bit for the rest of the week, and that's making me smile.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. Yeah,
we're talking some low 40s overnight, highs around 70, 71 in midweek.
Low 40s or high 40s overnight? I heard 49.
Okay.
We'll but I bet that's one.
You know.
There could be more than
we'll
one.
We'll take that option. <There could be.
laughs> Anyway, yes.
I just know we enjoy it because it's like, because, you know, Jen and I like to get out and walk it. Man, those humid, you know, muggy days, that's not fun. But boy, these that really feel like fall, I absolutely love them.
It does give you more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and it took a lot of energy, too, to watch some guys cutting some trees down. Yeah.
Were you supervising or what?
Hey, man.
Just kind of keep an eye on sort things. Of. Yeah, okay.
Staying far enough away to where nobody asked me to help.
Wow, that's very smart on your part.
What you got? What's making you smile?
Today's Blake's birthday. He is turning 17.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. I showed you a picture of him at the pumpkin patch.
He's not a little kid anymore.
He's taller than me now. It's like, what happened? How did that happen?
You got to feed him and?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of sports vehicle are you going to help him pick out? What kind of sports car?
You see, you know the insurance rates on kids.
But you love cars. It would be like a gift to yourself if you do it right. I used to get my dad socks and I'd steal them back.
A little different than a car.
I don't know. Same theory.
He's saving up his money.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He's doing good.
And you're helping?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't go away. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
I don't want these people in office anymore.
Weeknights at 6.
I don't want them destroying our country anymore. I don't want their inhumanity, their anarchy, their chaos anymore. I don't want their anti-Americanism.
97.3.
Enough already.
The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So the New York Jets fired their coach, Robert Saleh, and that automatically brought about rumors of Bill Belichick returning to coaching after he got fired by the New England Patriots. Yep. So Bill Belichick's days of chasing rings may not be over on or off the field. Rumor has it he's become quite serious with his new girlfriend, 23-year-old Jordan Hudson.
Wow.
All I can say is, careful, Bill. Don't stretch yourself too thin there, buddy. Get your naps in. Take care of your back. And maybe present her with a ring. That would definitely be the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.